The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien Marx, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gary, my friend. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So, Rolien, yesterday an estimated 50,000 marchers participated in Jerusalem Day marches, flag marches, right, in the Old City. It was not without skirmishes and controversy. Take us through what happened yesterday.
Okay, so let's take a look at the day from beginning to end. Let's start at the beginning, as they like to say. First of all, there was already tension on the Temple Mount early yesterday morning. Protesters or rioters inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque barricaded themselves inside and threw projectiles at security forces who were stationed on the mount. Now, none of those security forces entered the Al-Aqsa at all. Some footage shows Hamas flags inside the mosque, some projectiles like rocks to throw, and even one Palestinian urinating on the roof of the mosque, which of course is an absolute violation of the holy sanctity of the place.
Sure.
And cut to the Kotel, the Wailing Wall down below, and morning prayers went off peacefully. And about 50,000 people gathered throughout the day for the start of the Jerusalem Day flag parade. Now, there has been a lot of controversy around the route of the parade. It started at Damascus Gate, which has been a flashpoint over the last, let's say, year or so. So there are many people saying, yes, Jews should absolutely have the right to march and celebrate Jerusalem Day, but was it necessary to have the route of this march start at Damascus Gate, knowing that many could see this as inflammatory? And the route passed through the Old City, and there were clashes along the way. We did have extremists and racists within our marches, belonging to groups which our defense minister and our internal securities minister have now called to be legislated as terror groups. These are the Lahava and the La Familia groups. And some of the rhetoric coming from them was absolutely, utterly disgusting. And Omer Bar-Lev, who's our public security minister, said that they undoubtedly harm Israel's security and Israel's internal security, because it does create more tension. Naftali Bennett, our prime minister, also said he condemns the groups of extremists behind violence at yesterday's flag march, and he says that they need to be condemned, and that there will be no tolerance for this kind of action. He has defended the route, saying that, you know, this proves the sovereignty of the state of Israel. So of course there's debate on both sides, and our defense minister has said that the time has come to designate these two far-right groups as terror organizations. Now, this is not to say there wasn't incitement coming from the other side. There was incitement from that side as well, using the Al-Aqsa Mosque, saying things like, you know, we will be storming the Al-Aqsa Mosque, we'll be, you know, marching through the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and that is absolutely unequivocally untrue. The majority of marchers went off peacefully. They congregated at the Kotel, at the Wailing Wall, some beautiful moving images. But afterwards, there were clashes at Shimon HaTzadik, the neighborhood more well known as Sheikh Jarrah. Police tried to maintain the calm there. I will say, and I will give kavod or props to our police, who have learned in recent weeks how to try and control potentially dangerous situations. And they communicated throughout the day what they were doing, what their intentions were. And from their standpoint, they seem to maintain their position quite strongly, quite clearly, without any controversy on their part. They did, however, clash with Arabs and Jews who were clashing at Shimon HaTzadik, and at least five police were injured, and 50 protagonists from both sides were arrested. So big lessons yesterday, how to proceed moving forward. But one thing is for sure, that we will not be tolerating any kind of ultra-right-wing extremism in Israel. We won't be tolerating racist chants. And these organizations, there will be a move to ban them and designate them as terror organizations.
Ronin, Jerusalem Day itself, so why is that so important to Israelis?
Well, it's a hugely important, and before I forget, I just want to say that we marked 2 days yesterday. One that's not getting enough coverage is we commemorated the Ethiopian exodus from Ethiopia through the Sudan to Israel, and commemorated those that fell, Ethiopians who fell on that journey. And very remiss of me not to put that in the running order, but I do want to acknowledge that. But Jerusalem Day is the day that coincides with the Hebrew date of the IDF liberation of Jerusalem at the end of the Six-Day War. We can't forget those incredible words, HaKotel Beyadeinu, the Kotel is in our hands. It was in Jordanian hands, and that brought reunification of the city and this Jerusalem as our undivided and united capital, which it is to this day. So every year there are celebrations in Israel, throughout the world. Israelis march with their flags, songs are sung. I saw beautiful, beautiful images. Thank you, Howard, for sending in yesterday from a shul in Glen Hazel, also celebrating. It's a very, very auspicious day. And as our foreign minister, Yair Lapid, said, we will not allow racists and extremists to do this to our Jerusalem, our capital city. Jerusalem deserves more than that.
Absolutely. So this morning, the Israeli government issued a travel warning for Turkey. And this came so soon after a promising visit by the Turkish foreign minister. So why has Israel actually issued a travel warning?
Well, as you were saying, and we spoke about it the other day, the Turkish foreign minister's just been in Israel after over a decade, and we had those very, very important and significant memorandums of understanding signed and agreements made to increase the trade and direct flights. But no sooner does this happen than we do have a caution from our foreign minister warning Israelis about the dangers of possibly going to Turkey. And the reason is simple. There are fears of reprisal attacks from the Iranians. You know, yesterday, our prime minister in his cabinet communique basically said that, you know, the days of Iran committing acts of terror against Israel are numbered. And many have taken this to kind of be almost a de facto claiming of responsibility for the Iranian colonel that was assassinated last week. And Iran have threatened reprisal attacks. So this is just a major caution from Israel to our citizens to just be very careful, especially when going to countries like Turkey, where terrorist entities could infiltrate.
So something is also happening with Saudi Arabia, and on a daily basis, we are seeing the slow warming of ties. So in your view, what is actually happening with this?
Well, this is quite extraordinary. First of all, I spend a lot of time on social media. Yes, I do, people. Point and judge, it's okay. And I have seen quite a number of Saudis coming out in support of Israel. They're curious about Israel. They want to know about Israel. They're making friends with Israelis. It's been something quite extraordinary to see. But coupled with this, we have heard a lot more, you know, less covert than we would have heard in the past, business dealings with the Saudis. There was an incredible news earlier this month that the Saudis are investing $2 billion in Israel through the Jared Kushner Fund. Now we have the extraordinary news coming in that Saudi Arabia is allowing Israeli business people, businessmen, business women, business people, to enter the country on their Israeli passports after receiving a special visa. Now, this comes from probably our most significant economy journal. This comes from The Globe. And at a very, very high level meeting will take place where things like aviation agreements, cooperation agreements in research, technology, medicine, agriculture, energy will be signed. So this really, it really is massively significant. We've also, in the last couple of weeks, had an op-ed in our Hebrew dailies written by a Saudi. And, you know, if I was a betting person, I normally am not, but I think that there could possibly be some kind of announcement sooner rather than later.
Sorry, Rolene, sorry, we are going to need to cut. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. And very topical, and thank you for your update. And that was Rolene Marks with the Israel Report.